The Fat Man, a.k.a. Harry Van Vanetti, is paying tribute to musical legend Tom Waits at the Murray Delta Duke Joint in Goolwa on Saturday. He joins me now with musical director and guitarist Charlie Hollebeck for a chat and to perform a couple of live songs. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you with us. Harry, I hear you've been passionate about Tom Waits for decades. Tell us about your connection with him.
Oh, there's a huge connection. And that is basically what the show is all about. It's me putting Tom Waits' songs into my own life. I first heard Tom Waits on television on the Don Lane Show, and I was sharing a house with a opera singer. And I said, I hadn't ever heard of him before. And so I was amazed with his voice. The following day, she comes home with the album Blue Valentine. She says, Harry, he sounds just like you, so you might as well know what he's all about.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because from what I understand, a lot of people know him, he's prolific, but maybe more loved in the music industry itself than the broader public.
Yeah, it probably is. So many people have done his songs. I mean, the Eagles did All 55. Bette Midler did Shiver Me Timbers. Yeah. Jersey Girl was done by Bruce Springsteen, of course.
That was him. Right.
There were so many people that have done his songs that people don't know. Mm. And the last decade or so, he's been doing heaps of movies as well. So
prolific.
He is. And like I said, but the songs... they're just me. They just happened. My life happened like some of these songs.
Oh, really? Can you divulge any of that?
Oh, well, I've been married a bunch of times, had a few girlfriends, lived in different countries. Like I said, it just all fits.
Just an all-round sleazeball.
That's me.
Have you had a partnership for a while as well, Charlie? Yeah. You too?
Yeah, we first got together in mid-80s, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And we had a party band, which was really popular with the uni crowd. And then that turned into a thing called the Hot Frogs, which was a bit more serious, despite the name.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Serious music.
Well, it was kind of Frank Zappa meets Lou Reed, all these sort of obscure type things. We ended up doing a lot of original stuff. So.
Basically, we learned the songs, and then after we've learned it, we tried to stretch it whichever way we could. And that was the nice thing about the Frogs, I think.
And back to your show, in which you pay tribute or tip your hat to Tom Waits, do you stay pretty faithful to the sound of his music?
We try to keep the music except for one or two. Three bits we keep rigidly to his music. Yeah.
I hear that your brother's from the same town that he was from or has lived there.
My brother lived in the Pomona Valley, and he was born in Pomona.
Ah.
And I went to visit my brother a few times, but at that stage he had moved away. So.
But did you spend some time in the town that Tom Waits used to live?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, it was fine. It was an America suburban town. It was, you know, it was all the way around the whole of America is very similar, really. And, yeah, it was really funny. And the funny thing about it was there was a church diagonally across from my brother's place. And that was the Southern Baptist Church. And the music that was coming out of there was absolutely amazing. And you can hear where Tom Waits gets a lot of his music from. His father was a very much a mariachi band fan.
Yeah, it sounds like he would have had a lot of different influences.
Oh, yes. Well, he has done so many different things. He started off doing country, then jazz, then he did his junkyard orchestra. And he's going back a bit towards the jazzy thing at the moment. Yeah. So, yeah.
Would you like to perform something now?
Certainly.
Now, this is the heart of Saturday night, right?
Yep, you got it.
You gotta up. You're behind the wheel. Your arm around your sweet one in your Oldsmobile. You're barreling down the boulevard, looking for the heart of Saturday night. Get paid on Friday, pockets are jingling, you see all the lights. You get the tingling, you're cruising with your six. Looking for the heart of Saturday night. And then you comb your hair, shave your face, try to get every trace of all the other days in the week. You know that this'll be the Saturday you're reaching your peak. Stopping on the red, going on the green. Tonight'll be like something that you've never seen, and it got you barreling, looking for the heart of Saturday night. Is it the crack of the pool ball, the neon buzzing, a telephone's ringing, it's your second cousin, poor maid that's smiling from the corner of your eye. The magic of the melancholy tear in her eye, it makes you kind of quiver down in the core, dreaming of them Saturdays that came before. And you found you stumbling, stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night. You gassed her up behind the wheel, your arms around your sweet one in your Oldsmobile. You're barreling down the boulevard, looking for the heart of Saturday night. Is it the crack of the pool balls, the neon buzzing, a telephone's ringing, it's your second cousin, the barmaid that's smiling from the corner of her eye. The magic of the melancholy tear in her eye, it makes you kind of quiver down in the cold, dreaming of them Saturdays that came before. It found you stumbling, stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night. Oh yeah, you're stumbling, stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night.
Beautiful stuff. It's Harry Van Vanetti and guitarist Charlie Hollebeck performing Tom Waits ahead of the gig that's coming up in Goolwa. It's at the Murray Delta Duke on Saturday. So you'll be stumbling into the heart of Saturday and celebrating all those wonderful things with people on the South Coast.
Can't wait.
Yeah, tell us about it. What's planned?
Well, it's a show rather than just a concert. We're using props with cars and a model, and we're doing a special little thing with Step Right Up, which is basically, he originally started that song by just reading ads, brochures, whatever. So we're taking that just like one step a little further, and it's just a fun song.
Oh, that's fun. So it sounds really theatrical.
Oh, we want to make it's a show. It's not just a concert. And we've got five wonderful musicians, apart from Charlie, of course. we have
including
Richard,
Charlie.
We have Richard McDonald playing keys. Bonnie Away is playing bass. Satomi Onishi is playing drums and percussion. And well, we're having a few problems with our sax player. He's having an operation done, so
But we'll get someone.
Okay. Well, that sounds really lovely.
Yeah, kind of nice to have a all-female rhythm section. Wonderful players, really great players.
And has COVID affected you much?
Yeah. It's affected all musicians.
Yeah, it hasn't been great for the entertainment industry.
It's kind of funny. It's turned a lot of the shows into concerts, which has been interesting because you can't dance, of course.
Of course.
We play in different bands as well as this. I play in a band called Gumbo Yaya. And we found that you were able to do ballads. You know, rather than trying to get people up dancing all the time, you could actually do taper a show where you can bring it right down to, you know, one stage it was just acoustic guitar and vocals, like this. And then Gumbos is an eight-piece band, so, you know, we've got brass section and stuff. So COVID's kind of been interesting in that. It's kind of changed people's way of looking at things.
Mm. Would you like to play another one?
Sure.
Certainly.
What would you like to play?
Jersey Girl.
No time for the corner boy down the street making all that noise. Don't want no whores on 8th Avenue, 'cause tonight I'm gonna be with you. Tonight I'm gonna take that ride across the river to the Jersey side. Take my baby to a carnival, and I'll take her on all the ride down the shore. Everything's alright, you with your baby on a Saturday night. Don't you know your dreams come true when I'm walking down the street with you? I see.
Beautiful. The Fat Man of Love tips his hat to Tom Waits. It's on at the Murray Delta Duke Joint this Saturday in Goolwa from 7 p.m. An absolute delight to have you both in the studio today. Harry Van Vanetti with an incredible voice and beautiful guitar work. Charlie Hollebeck, cheers.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Thank you.